Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, continental U.S. only while supplies last.
It's the two megastars summer mashup, the awesome iPhone, on the Rockstar Metro PCS Network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0, so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires porting of number not currently active on T-Mobile network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Paris was only the beginning.
Most anticipated TV series of 2018 is now on Amazon Prime Video.
Dr. Ryan, you found him. What do you want to do?
I'm only human.
Sometimes the person you least expect...
I can't go to Yemen. I'm an analyst.
...is the only man for the job.
We gotta get inside his head.
The new Amazon Prime original, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, starring John Krasinski. Stream now on Amazon Prime Video.
On total package of warranty programs.
See dealer recipe to tail $1,000 gift card. It's the WB Bloody Mary mix. It's at tailgatethrowdown.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Bears, 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 Bears. Football, football, football.
Love that music.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's here.
That's it. This is the kickoff of the NFL season. Tonight will be the first game of the rest of our lives.
or at least this year.
It's a, well, that's the new season.
Week
that's
one.
Week one starts
today.
New. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So we should run through. We talked about our Super Bowl picks, and if you didn't hear them, we'll give them to you again. But let's run through the divisions.
Okay.
And
start with the AFC.
We'll start with the AFC, and let's start with the AFC East. You've got the Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets.
I don't think there's any question the Patriots are the class of that league. I think the Dolphins may take a step back, and the Jets may take a step forward, but nobody beats the Patriots.
Yeah, I think it's the easiest division in the yep. NFL. I think you got one playoff team coming out of it. It's the Patriots. You know, the Jets will be interesting to watch, I suppose. The Bills, I think, are god-awful. The Dolphins, I agree with you. I just don't see a lot of movement forward there. But the Patriots are the class of that division. Now we got the AFC West. You got the Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers, and Raiders.
I really like the Chiefs. I think that Patrick Mahomes is going to be a breakout player this year. I like Andy Reid as a rule, typically. Broncos are nothing to sneeze at. I mean, I think they could be pretty competitive. I think the Raiders take a step back, but I really like I like the Chiefs in that division.
You know, I think it's a good division. I think that I think the Chiefs are good enough to lose in the first round of the playoffs again. I agree with you on that. That seems to be their MO.
That's Kansas City.
Yeah, it's sad. They are transitioning to a new quarterback. It will be interesting to see how they go. Everybody is transitioning to a new quarterback, but the Chargers. So for that reason,
they're intriguing.
I am going to take the Chargers.
Okay.
To win the division because I like the continuity with the quarterback, and it's not a great reason, but that's where I'm at.
And they bring back Antonio Gates this week.
The AFC North, you got Baltimore, Cincinnati, the Browns, and the Steelers.
It's the Steelers.
I still like the Steelers. Thank you, Debbie, from Pittsburgh. I think even with this little controversy, I think Mike Tomlin is a coach that can find a way to use this to his advantage if he hasn't already. Part of the reason that maybe the players are unifying against Le'Veon Bell is because they are so together. Otherwise, I think Ben Roethlisberger is a guy you still believe in. Steelers in that division.
Yeah, I think the Steelers, without a doubt, for me. I think Cleveland, I don't want to say they'll win more. I will say they'll cover more. I think the Cleveland's...
yes.
And I mean, that sounds like a ridiculous comment, but I actually think that they'll cover more games than people think, but I don't think that means they break through. The Bengals are probably better than people think they are. They're probably just a hair better than people imagine. And the Ravens are a little bit better than maybe people expected because the quarterback has had a revival. And I wasn't expecting that. We've seen him play better in the preseason. It's almost as if...
Is that sustainable?
Drafting Lamar Jackson. I don't know that it's sustainable.
Is the competition from the rookie enough to propel Joe Flacco to being what he used to be?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that answer, but I think he's been better than the absolute garbage that he had been. So I'm still with the Steelers.
Okay.
I agree with that. Now we got the AFC South. You got the Texans, the Colts, the Jags, and the Titans.
I think the Jags were the big surprise last year, but I think what happens when teams have success, it's hard for them to sustain it. They don't know how to win necessarily. I'm not a big believer in Blake Bortles. I think that defense is terrific, but I don't think offensively, Doug Marrone, I think that people are going to catch up to them. I like the Texans. I think Deshaun Watson's fantastic. I think he's going to be the best quarterback in that draft class.
Oh boy.
And just the way that he showed early, he's going to come back from injury. J.J. Watt needs to stay healthy. They need to stay healthy. If they do, that defense is dominant. I like the Texans.
I think it's a better division than people might imagine off the face of it. I still like the Jags, but I think the Texans are a playoff team, and I think the Texans could come together depending on injury. I think the Jaguars, they've got a really good defense, and they got a running game. And the quarterback, again... Yeah, that's right. The quarterback has been told not to make mistakes, and apparently he can do that. So it's going to be a different type of trying to win.
We'll see.
Than the modern NFL. But I'll take the Jags over the Texans. Both teams in the playoffs. Let's try the
NFC.
The NFC. Should we start with the East or should we start with the
East,
North?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start with the East. Let's go through it. You got the Dallas Cowboys, you got the New York Football Giants, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Redskins.
Giants are interesting, I think, because of the reinvestment and faith in Eli Manning, but I don't think they're going to do much with new coach Pat Shurmur. They'll be improved, but maybe not enough to overtake the Eagles. The Eagles are the class of that division. Cowboys will be competitive and interesting. The Redskins don't know what they're doing there. They start Adrian Peterson this Sunday. I think the Eagles are repeat champions in that division.
I feel it's a mediocre division. I think the Eagles are the class of the division. I think they'll win it again. I guess I'll take Dallas finishing second. I don't know what the Redskins are doing. The Giants, to me, they're a big story in the off season and all the rest of it. I don't think Eli can play very well, and I don't like him as the centerpiece of it. I think the Eagles are the class, so I'm with you.
Okay.
Let's try the NFC West. You've got the Cardinals, the Rams, the Niners, and the Seahawks.
Rams really good. I think that nobody touches the Rams in that division. The Seahawks are going to be well coached, but they've lost a lot. I don't know what their defense is going to look like. I think they'll want to look familiar, but I don't think they have the talent that they used to have. 49ers are a fascinating team to me. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to continue the momentum he established last year. But I just think the gap is too wide. Look at the Rams. You look at that accumulation of talent. If any team in the NFL had a better offseason than the Bears, it was the Rams.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Rams. I like that. This division is weird to me because what we're seeing is it's turning, it's inverting, right? So I think you're right. The Rams are going to be the class of the division. I think the Niners, that's one of the mystery teams to me. I don't know if they're ready to take the next step. I like, obviously, Jimmy Football. I don't know that I am completely sold on, what did they win, 7 games with him starting at the end of last year? I just don't know how I feel about that.
Finished strong. They finished really strong.
And I think the Cardinals and the Seahawks are heading to mediocrity, if not below mediocre. But I'll go with the Rams out of that group. Then here comes the big one. This is the fun one. This is the best division in football, in our opinion. You've got the Chicago Bears, the beloved Bears. You got the Detroit Lions. You've got the Green Bay Packers, and of course the Minnesota Vikings.
You know, I don't think much has changed as much as we have talked about. I think what's changed is at the bottom. The Bears have surpassed the Lions in my mind when they get Khalil Mack, but I don't think that they're anything better than third place. I think the Bears could have a 500 season. They went, in my mind, from a 6-7 win team to 8 or 9 win team. That's still very good. It's going to be a compelling year. It's going to be relevance returning to Chicago. But the Vikings, to me, are the team to beat in the NFC and in that division. So it's Vikings, Packers, Bears, Lions.
I think the Vikings and the Packers are playoff teams. I think that if anything happens to Aaron Rodgers, I will reassess that and say that they're not a playoff team. But the Vikings are the class of the group. The Bears are a much more interesting team than they were a week ago. However, I still have to see what Mitchell does. I need to see a game or two before I can pick them even over the Lions. They've been in last place in that division for, what is it, 4 or 5 years? It's hard for me to imagine them taking a huge step forward unless the quarterback does. I'm not sure how they're going to use him, if they're going to employ him in the fashion I think they should in order to win. And I'm not a big fan of the Lions, but they, you know, think about it. One of the reasons you need Khalil Mack is because you got $100 million quarterbacks yes. everywhere you look, right?
Which head coach do you have more faith in? Which rookie head coach, Matt Patricia or Matt Nagy?
I'd rather not answer that.
Okay.
Because here's my problem.
Plead the fifth?
Well, if I had to answer it, I would say Matt Patricia.
Interesting.
And I don't want to say that because I think it would be a downer. I think, you know, Matt Nagy hasn't done it before, and I got to see him as a head coach. Matt Nagy is a guy that has only been a play caller for 8 games or something, and I got to see him as a play caller. So I would prefer to reserve judgment. It is certainly possible, David.
It's a tough question to answer right now.
The Bears could make a move in this division, and you know, really, if they don't, there's something wrong. They should be ahead of the Lions at least, but I don't know. I think that's a really hard question to answer.
NFC South.
There's a really good division. You got the Falcons, the Panthers, the Saints, and the Bucks.
Yeah, I think that if the NFC North isn't the toughest division in football, this one is. I think this may have more teams that can say, okay, we've been there, we've done that. I like the Saints in this division. I think that Drew Brees is poised for a really strong year again. I think that they have a lot of things in their favor. The Falcons, to me, are probably going to be right behind the Saints in this division. I think they could be two of the top three teams in the NFC. But I think the Falcons finished second. The Panthers probably come in third there.
Yeah, I got Saints, Falcons, Panthers, Bucks. I think that the Bucks have some issues, and they got to figure out the quarterback position moving forward, and if they have a leader, and if it's a guy that gets himself in trouble and gets the team out of whack. I like the Saints. I like the talent collection, and Drew Brees, obviously, is an elite quarterback, and this is a last hurrah for him. So I kind of like them. Falcons are really interesting. I don't think the Panthers are there yet. So I think that either the Saints or the Falcons are going to be a very difficult team to beat. If Green Bay ends up winning that division, if Green Bay ends up hosting a playoff game, all these bets are off, because I think it's going to be really hard for teams to go in there and win in the playoffs if they have home field. But if they don't have home field, I kind of like these dome teams.
I think the Falcons and the Packers are my two NFC wildcard teams. I think the Chargers and the Jags and the AFC are my wildcard teams. But we began the program by picking our Super Bowl picks, and I think we can end it the same way. I have the Steelers and the Vikings, and I have the Vikings beating the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I ended up taking the Saints over the Steelers. It was, and we did not compare notes, and I felt pretty good about my picks until both Joe and Kevin agreed with me on the Saints. And I just think if 3 of the 5 of us are agreeing on something, that's called disaster.
You guys are all
in a Super Bowl.
And you guys are all wearing Mardi Gras beads.
And Dustin, who did you take to win the Super Bowl again?
I got it down to
I had it down to Rams Patriots, and I think I'm actually leaning towards the Patriots.
Yeah, that, I see you have such conviction. You could remember,
Dustin. It's a strong pick.
I just didn't want to answer it. I usually I gave Mully a hard time.
God's grief. A couple years ago, when I picked the Patriots to win the Super Bowl,
Patriots, and even Seahawks though, Super Bowl,
even
again.
Though they won it, I picked the Super Bowl correctly and the winner correctly, and he never stopped.
What a dull prediction.
It happened.
Boring,
that's
chalky.
What he said, and it
boring.
Happened. And now here we are, and this guy again, once again, 2 years late on every pick. All right, we're going to do that was just mean, Dustin. I'm sorry. We're going to do some transition next. We'll do a little crosstalk. It's Smully and Hall on the Score.
The Score is your destination before and after every Bears game, starting with Chicago's favorite Bears pregame show, where Hub Arkish and Patrick Manley get you ready with 3 hours of Bears pregame coverage.
You earn to be a pro. You work hard to be a pro.
Then stick around after the game for our legendary Bears postgame show with Hub Arkish, Olin Krutz, and James Big Cat Williams.
How do you compete with guys who are supposed to be on practice squad?
Before and after every game, count on us to deliver on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home.
Hey, Chicago. New York & Company just opened its biggest store in the world right here at State Street in Monroe. Expanded collections from Ava Mendez, Gabrielle Union, and new fashion every day. New trending styles from $25, plus pants and jeans that fit everyone. Sizes 00 to 20 and extra, extra small to extra, extra large. Shop State Street today and get a free tote with any $50 purchase while supplies last at New York & Company.
Illinois property taxes punish the most vulnerable the most, like widow Mary Pay.
They just keep on going up and up, so that means my mortgage payment goes up, and it's kind of hard. What are they doing for us? Nothing.
66-year-old Chicago resident Linda Jay had to take a second job just to pay her property taxes.
Mine is $7,000 a year. If I wasn't still working, I'd be screwed. Even at retirement age, I'm getting my Social Security, but I still have to work, and I'm working two jobs.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people, taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Apply. Joe Ostrowski here, and the football season is now hours away, so that means bragging rights and huge cash prizes are up for grabs at DraftKings.com, the leader in one-week fantasy sports. For the season opener tonight, DraftKings is hosting a fantasy football contest that is only $10 to enter and has a $1 million top prize. But for a limited time only, if you sign up with the code Chicago today, DraftKings will give you a free entry with your first deposit. I'm looking at this matchup. Julio Jones, always a top option. His quarterback, Matt Ryan, the 12th price signal caller of the week. Interesting. Single game showdown is the newest way to play. All you have to do is draft six players from tonight's game, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Put your football knowledge to work, and you could win $1 million while watching tonight's season opener. So download the app or go to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code Chicago to sign up and make your first deposit. When you do, DraftKings will give you a free shot at $1 million this Thursday. It's tonight. That's code Chicago at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit. Eligibility restrictions apply.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 2002, when the Oakland A's set an American League record by extending their winning streak to 20 consecutive games. In front of 55,528 fans, the A's blew an 11-run lead to the Royals, only to hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth, giving Oakland the historic 12-11 victory. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text baseball to 811-811 today for your money saving coupon.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, Gridiron fans, it's your favorite time of the year.
the kickoff of pro and college football. And if you follow Game Day lines and wagering, then the Bet Chicago app is for you. Bet Chicago features extensive, in-depth coverage and stats, insights from Vegas odds makers, plus expert analysis to keep you in the know. It's your go-to source right on your smartphone. So whether you pick players, teams, or games, for fantasy, action, or fun, download the Bet Chicago app today and make this season a winner.
Introducing new LifeProof slip-resistant wood-look porcelain tile from The Home Depot. Starting at just $1.99 a square foot, it's 50% more slip-resistant than ordinary tile. It's waterproof, stain-proof, scratch-resistant, and works indoors or out. Step confidently in your kitchen, bathroom, patio, or any area of your home with new LifeProof slip-resistant porcelain tile. Just $1.99 a square foot. Only at The Home Depot. More safe.